Dundas Street is set to be widened between Guelph and Kearns starting next year, with an expected completion date sometime between 2028 and 2029. Halton Region has been working on Dundas since 2012, widening the major roadway from 4 lanes to 6, adding bike lanes and sidewalks, adding bridges, and upgrading stormwater management infrastructure. The approved funding for Dundas Street widening from Guelph Line to Halton-Hamilton boundary, including improvements at Brant Street, is $63.3 million, Holly Anyboden, communications specialist with Halton Region, said in an email. Of this amount, $38.3 million is subject to the commencement of an Infrastructure and Financing Plan 2023 allocation program, which is anticipated to commence in June 2024. The speed limit during construction is also reduced to 60 km per hour in most areas, with a few select areas being reduced to 50 km per hour. The road is currently under construction between Appleby and Tremaine, and has been since 2021. The area, Phase 1 of the plan, is not anticipated to be finished until 2026. Residents in the area are expected to be impacted by noise, dust, and night work. Dundas Street is a critical major east-west corridor that more than 40,000 residents and motorists rely on to get to work, school, home and retail every day, Anyboden said. Halton Region is making improvements to Dundas Street to accommodate growth, address future traffic demands and provide safe travel options for motorists, pedestrians, and cyclists. Both Burlington and Oakville Transit are coordinating with the region to keep riders up to date with information. The latest update was provided on October 19, 2023, notifying residents in the Dundas Street and Sutton Drive area of night work. The road work between Guelph and Kearns includes a notoriously dangerous intersection connecting Cedar Springs Road and Brant Street. The intersection is at the bottom of a hill, making it very easy to move faster than the posted speed of 80 km per hour, without even touching the gas pedal. According to Halton Region, there were 24 collisions in the intersection between January 2022 and July 2023.